It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. We're talking about the small but significant trend called insourcing, manufacturing things here in the U.S. Earlier this year, Bayard Winthrop opened up a sweatshirt and hoodie business in San Francisco, and he called it American Giant. He's got 10 people in the front office and up to 150 workers in a factory where his entire line, soup to nuts, is made in America. We read about him in an article in Slate this past week, which called his hoodie the best hoodie in the world. And 2 days after that article was published, they sold out of almost everything.
I believe as of this morning, we are almost entirely sold out of all sweatshirts that we make.
Wow.
Which is saying something. We had a planning meeting about a week ago where we thought we were in great shape heading into the holiday season. So it was a pretty overwhelming response.
What makes your sweatshirts different from other sweatshirts?
We strip it down. For us, I think it really did start with a fabric and trying to make a heavyweight, 100% cotton fabric that had a dry exterior hand, a soft internal hand. A lot of sweatshirts today are very baggy and very sloppy. We try to do away with that and have them fit people correctly. A lot of these things, frankly, are the result of big and unwieldy distribution mechanisms, manufacturers trying to build a one-size-fits-all garment for people. Trims and hardware are a big thing for us, looking at our zippers and our grommets and our eaglets and our drawstrings and making sure that each one of those elements of the sweatshirt gets a lot of attention.
So you are doing what a lot of people in your industry would consider to be impossible. You are making clothing entirely in the U.S. and you're actually making money?
Yeah, I think, my whole career, there's always been kind of a belief that the distribution cost, the markup and margin that lived between a consumer and the people that are actually making the clothes were sacrosanct. They couldn't be touched. And so we decided to leapfrog that a bit and say, we're going to do away with all the distribution costs.
You're not going to have stores, basically.
Yeah, by getting rid of stores, by getting rid of wholesale partners and say, we're going to get the consumer as close to the manufacturer as we possibly can and just ship directly to them. That was the unlock for us. And that gives us, a lot more investment opportunity to put back into product and service.
I mean, are you able to produce as much as, let's say all of a sudden, everybody in America wanted to order one from you. Could you produce on the scale of a Gap or one of these huge companies?
It's a good question. I think there's an awful lot of chatter in the media about the death of American manufacturing. I think we're finding almost exactly the opposite, that the manufacturing facilities that have made it through the last 30 years, which no doubt have been difficult, have come out the far side stronger and more efficient with phenomenal people, talented people, efficient people. And so the short answer is we feel really confident about our ability to scale. So I think it's something we keep an eye on, obviously, but we're feeling pretty optimistic about it.
Have you gotten a hoodie onto Mark Zuckerberg?
We heard a rumor that he was wearing one of our hoodies. We have not actually. We talked about that in the office the other day about whether we should make sure to get one to his office, but we have not is the short answer.
I wonder if he was the guy who bought all the hoodies.
Could be.
Yeah. That's Bayard Winthrop, the founder of American Giant.